USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the state's 173-year-old abortion ban, arguing that statutes passed in the 1980s supersede the ban, and it's so old that modern generations never consented to it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
There are a series of laws that were passed subsequent to Roe that provide regulation for lawful abortions in Wisconsin. Those statutes are directly inconsistent with Wisconsin's 19th century abortion ban. It can't be both legal and illegal to provide an abortion to protect the health of a mother.
Citing Article 6 of the UN Charter, Ukraine's President Zelensky said Tuesday Russia should be expelled from the United Nations, and he called for an international tribunal to investigate the actions of Russian occupiers on Ukrainian soil. USA Radio News.
PaidForByGovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Her escapades and exploitation of young girls lands her 20 years in prison.
Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse underage girls. One of her victims, Elizabeth Stein, was in the courtroom as Maxwell, dressed in prison blue scrubs, heard her fate. Prosecutors had wanted Maxwell to be sentenced to between 30 and 55 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republican incumbent Governor Kevin Stitt and Democrat Joy Hofmeister won their respective primaries for the Oklahoma governor's election in November. Ms. Hofmeister is the Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Both races were called fairly early, a little more than an hour after the polls closed. The USFL Football League Championship game is Sunday evening. Birmingham Stallions will play the Philadelphia Stars in Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame Stadium. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Wisconsin pro-abortion governor and attorney general are suing the state after the abortion issue reverted back to an 1849 law. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy weighs in on Fox News.
Yes, so Governor Evers, who's a pro-abortion activist, as is the attorney general, they're going to file suit in Dane County, Wisconsin. So Dane County is the most liberal county in the state. They'll find a sympathetic judge. They'll be successful in that local Dane County court, but this will then be appealed. It'll go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they'll make a decision. But here's what's interesting, that this law was passed in 1849, banning abortion and criminalizing the abortion. Abortionist, but not the mom. Democrats are now saying, well, that's an old law and it should be off the books. What's interesting about politics is that if you don't like a law, every legislature has the right to repeal previous laws that were passed by prior legislators. So they actually can advocate that it gets repealed, but as long as it doesn't get repealed, it's still good law. There's a Republican Assembly and Senate in Wisconsin. By the way, the politics look so good in Wisconsin that actually it might be a veto-proof majority, even if Tony Evers was to win re-election.
On Tuesday, Representative Sean Kasten beat out fellow Representative Marie Newman in the Democrat primary for Illinois' Chicago Area 6th District. A handful of states held primary elections on Tuesday. This as November's midterm elections early voting is just over 2 months away. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.